Hello, this is Karen Fresco with the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, February 14, 2018. We will begin today's reading on the front page with the article headlined, Tom Kasich Fiasco Has James at a Loss. Anyone who remembers Stan James's tirades on the Champaign County Board about red tape and government inefficiency will find this ironic. The Rantoul Republican wants to retire, but isn't sure he can because he's stuck in bureaucratic hell over the question of his U.S. citizenship. James, a military brat, born in Germany in 1952, said he applied for a U.S. passport in early November to prove his citizenship, but still hasn't received it. Nor has he received any word on the status of his application. He wants to retire in June from his job of 46 years at the Champaign County Housing Development Corporation in Rantoul, but unless he can prove his citizenship to qualify for retirement benefits, those plans will stay on hold. It's just been a fiasco, he said. James's battle with the federal bureaucracy began almost a year ago when he applied for Medicare and encountered problems. He eventually received temporary coverage, he said, but was told that if I didn't get my passport by the time I was ready to start drawing my benefits, that at that time, which would be this year, I would lose my Medicare and I would not get my monthly benefit. So he has retrieved all sorts of records about his father, who served in the Air Force for more than 20 years, his German-born mother, and himself, including a green card that shows he was born April 14, 1952, and admitted to the United States 5 months later as an NP, or non-preference immigrant, a classification that includes children born to permanent residents during a temporary visit outside the United States. But so far, there has been no determination about his citizenship from the State Department's National Passport Center. He got U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth's office on the case because he felt a connection with her. She's military, U.S. Army, and she's got the background with all that. Plus, her parents were immigrants, James said. But it's been slow. I've got a stack of emails this thick between me and Karen George in her office. He learned that his father was stationed in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947, a place famous for the legend of a visit by a UFO that year. So I might be an alien, joked James, who was always good for a laugh at the county board meetings. Wouldn't that be something? Here I sit, and I'm an alien. More seriously, he's frustrated and nervous by the runaround. I've been on the county board 10 years. I've got my driver's license. I've got my draft card. 2 of them, actually. I was married for 17 years. I've got all kinds of records I've given them. It's been very nerve-wracking, he said. You just can't get any answers. That's what really gets me. Until they rule on me one way or another, there's nothing that we can do. When he tells his story to friends and acquaintances, James said they can't believe it. They'll joke that he's like a modern-day dreamer, one of the hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children by their parents. He doesn't appreciate the comparison. I am not a dreamer. I was born to a military man. I came back here in the 1950s, not now like they're talking about on a visa, or that I was born illegally here. I'm not a dreamer, he said, adding, although I thought I could be governor. James, who lived in a lot of places while his father was in the service, said his predicament reminds him of a story he read in 6th or 7th grade. It was called The Man Without a Country, and it was about a man who didn't belong anywhere, he said. I used to have nightmares about that when I was little. You know how you dream about what it's going to be about that's going to be me and I'm never going to know where I belong? We traveled all around when I was a kid, and I was always leaving friends behind, and you never feel an attachment. Early voting. Champaign County Clerk Gordy Hulton reports that the number of vote-by-mail requests for the March 20 primary election is 3 to 4 times higher than it was for the comparable primary in 2014. As of Tuesday afternoon, he said he had 1,963 requests for vote-by-mail ballots, and 1,217 of them were for Democratic ballots. Conversely, there had also been 160 in-person early voters at the clerk's office in Urbana by Tuesday afternoon, and 74 of them requested Republican ballots. Halton said his office is promoting early voting because the University of Illinois and most area school districts will be out of session during the week of the primary. Iroquois County Democrats. The Iroquois County Democrats' New Day, New Deal dinner, set for March 3, will honor the 85th anniversary of the inauguration of President Franklin D. Roosevelt. FDR was inaugurated to his first term on March 4, 1933. The event will be at the Town and Country, 35 East Jones Street, Milford. Tickets are $15. More information is available at the group's website at iroquoisdemocrats.com. The keynote speaker will be State Treasurer Mike Friericks of Champaign. Colleen Callahan, Director of USDA Rural Development, will MC the event. Champaign County Board. Nursing homes insurance costs to be covered. Tinsley thanks whoever paid long-owed fine. By Tom Kasich, Urbana. Champaign County Board members Tuesday night approved paying the county nursing home's full share of property and liability insurance for the year. The board, meeting as a committee of the whole, approved the payment of $125,125 on a 16-4 vote without discussion. Voting against the payment were Republicans Brooks Marsh, Jim Goss, Stan Harper, and Bradley Clemens. County Administrator Deb Busey said the county's self-insurance fund would be repaid later this year by the nursing home fund. With the payment, the nursing home now owes various county funds more than $2.2 million. Last month, the county board voted to entertain offers from private operators for the money-losing property in East Urbana. Also Tuesday, board members James Tinsley announced that an anonymous donor had paid off a $1,136 fine assessed against him in Champaign County Circuit Court after he pleaded guilty in 2010 to a misdemeanor gun charge. Tinsley told his board colleagues that after former Champaign School Board member and past Republican candidate John Bambinek tried to make a political controversy out of the court fines I owed, with a court filing calling for the appointment of a special prosecutor, he determined he didn't have enough money to fully pay the fine. However, I had about $500 of my student loan money and planned to use it to make a partial payment toward paying the court fine, said Tinsley, an Urbana Democrat. This is money that I borrowed to be used to help support my family and myself as a full-time student so I could get the education that is needed today to obtain a job that pays a living wage. However, I felt shamed by the actions of one person. As he was about to make the partial payment last Friday, Tinsley said, he learned that the fine had been fully paid in cash. Whoever did this, it was out of the kindness of their heart, and I just wanted to publicly thank this person for their generosity and kindness. My family is very appreciative of this selfless act, he said. Even after getting attacked falsely by someone for no other reason than malicious intent, it is very humbling to know that there is such love and generosity in this community. So to whoever that person is, we truly are blessed, and I want to say thank you. The board also approved on a voice vote two recommendations that called for changes in local policies affecting people with criminal convictions. The first urges the Housing Authority of Champaign County to change its policies regarding applicants with criminal conviction records, and the second urges the City of Champaign to repeal a part of the city code that says that a renter with a forcible felony or felony drug conviction can be lawfully denied housing until he or she has lived outside of jail for at least 5 years without another related conviction. In other action, Board Chair C. Pius Weibel said that a proposed forbearance agreement between the County Nursing Home and Health Pro Therapy Services would be referred to the Board's Litigation Committee. The panel, which meets in closed session, will review HealthPro's request for an aggressive 18-month repayment schedule of the $291,480 the company is owed for providing therapy services at the nursing home. And Weibel said he wanted ideas from board members on what to do with $9,000 offered to the county from the Illinois Counties Association. The ICA board voted to make contributions to 401c3 charitable organizations in all 102 counties. The contributions are small, but in these times, every little bit helps, said a letter from ICA to Weibel. I'm looking for suggestions, said the chairman, adding that there are more than 1,000 such organizations in the county. Absent from Tuesday's meeting were Champaign Democrats Josh Hartke and Lorraine Cowart. Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Athena Award. She's leading the way. Finan honored for efforts both personal and professional. By Deborah Pressey, Champaign. She may be most well recognized as Champaign's mayor. Less well known about Deb Frank Finan, perhaps, is that she's also a go-to lawyer for heart-wrenching guardianship cases, and she makes it a high priority to help foster tomorrow's women leaders. Finan said she herself benefited from great mentors and encourages other women to strive to be that person who may make a difference in the lives of others. You don't know what's going to be that spark, particularly for young people, she said. The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce plans to honor Finan on Thursday with its top professional honor for women, the Athena Award. The annual award goes to a woman who shows excellence, creativity, and initiative in her professional life, serves her community, and assists other women in reaching their leadership potential. A married mother of two daughters, Finan began her political service after law school. She served on the Champaign County Board and later on the Champaign City Council before being elected the city's mayor in 2015. Also a partner with the Urbana law firm Tummelson, Bryan & Knox, Finan said she has a general law practice. Her friend and nominator, Tracy Nally, said Finan is viewed as a premier attorney in the area of guardianship law and for handling estate and trust planning for the disabled and their families. Finan is an unsung hero who has taken on and resolved some of the most tragic cases involving homeless and disabled people, working with nonprofit agencies to give at least powerful to give the least powerful in the community a voice, Nally said. In many cases, Nally said, finance work in these cases has been done without charge. Pat Babbage Smith, counseling and advocacy manager at Family Service of Champaign County Senior Resource Center, said Finan has a true compassion for the agency's clients and a desire to make their lives better. The agency often calls on Finan for legal help when it has been necessary to seek guardianship for older adults who can't make decisions for themselves any longer and lack family members to see to their care, or who sometimes need to be protected from abuse, neglect, or financial exploitation on the part of their own relatives, Babbage Smith said. No matter how busy Finan is with other obligations, and in spite of Family Services' inability to pay her much or anything, she's always willing to devote as much time as it takes to these cases, Babbage Smith said. She's always been available to me as a sounding board, she said. Nally said Finan also works to inspire girls' interest in government, speaking in school classrooms and to Girl Scout troops, and hosting them at the Champaign City Building. Educated in the Champaign Unit 4 school system herself, Finan says she enjoys going to schools and telling students that if she could grow up to become the mayor of Champaign, so can they. I tell them, I was sitting in one of those seats, she said. Finan recalled her interest in government developing when she was a child, as both her parents worked in political campaigns. Her mom would take her along, campaigning door to door, she said. She, in turn, involved her own daughters, 16-year-old Carly and 11-year-old Kate, and their friends, in her own campaign for mayor, and saw it as a great opportunity for them to learn about the city and local government. You learn a lot about your community knocking on doors, she said. Finan describes herself as a happy person with great law partners and colleagues in city government, along with a strong network of support from her husband, friends, and family. Nally has been an amazing mentor to her, she said. She influenced the kind of lawyer I am, Finan said. She is really good at listening, incredibly compassionate, always prepared, and she has the strength of her positions. Finan became part of another network of caring women after taking a She Said Soul Journey mission trip to Haiti in 2016. To travel with a group of local women and see women in action serving in that way, she said, there's this amazing connection. Finan worked alongside women doing painting and construction at an orphanage on the Haiti trip. And while she was there, she met with local government officials and helped foster a friendship between their community and Champaign. Women involved with That's What She Said and the Soul Journey trips wrote in a letter supporting Finan for the Athena Award. Last year, a delegation of those officials from Haiti visited Champaign, and Finan said the connection is still going strong. They continue to be in touch, and I'm sure the seeds that were planted while they were here will continue to bear fruit, Finan said. Given the opportunity, Finan said she would love to go back to Haiti. She'd also like to travel more one day, she said. But for now, she and her husband are in the middle of big parenting years. That's where our focus is as a family, she said. Meanwhile, she enjoys being able to help make a difference and connect with people in what she calls a perfect-sized community. Run into Finan in the grocery store and want to talk to her about a community concern? Feel free. I love that, she said. Bio bits. Three more things you should know about Deb Frank Finan. Legal work. One of her cases involved helping find a care and shelter solution for Bill Walton, a homeless man who became well known for living on the streets of Urbana and sleeping sometimes in the Urbana City building, Mr. Walton died in 2015. Every day, she's an early riser and daily exerciser. Double honors. Following the Athena Award this week, Finan is set to be named one of Champaign-Urbana School's Foundation's 2018 Distinguished Alumni in April. From the local section, Wolf Prize, U of I Professor Sir Paul to Share Stage for Awards, by Adalberto Toledo. A University of Illinois professor and former Beatle will be standing on the same stage to receive the same award later this year in Israel. Gene Robinson and Paul McCartney are among this year's 9 winners of the prestigious Wolf Prize, an international award presented since 1978 to honor achievements in the interest of mankind. They'll be joined by Jordanian-American Cal Berkeley professor Omar Yaghi, U of I class of 1990, and 6 other laureates in Jerusalem for a ceremony at the Israeli Parliament. Robinson will be there to receive the 2018 Wolf Prize in Agriculture for leading the genomics revolution in the organismal and population biology of the honeybee. Winning this award, regarded by many in his field to be the Nobel of Agriculture, was extremely humbling, Robinson said Tuesday, and being in the company of this year's Wolf Music honoree made it all the more special. I am a big Beatles fan, so I'd be very excited to meet McCartney, Robinson said. I play guitar and sing myself, but I'll let him take the lead on that. The director of U of I's Carl R. Woese Institute for Genomic Biology, Robinson said the prize is more about the recognition for his subjects than it is for him. It's a tremendous thrill and a tremendous honor, and I'm excited about the recognition, he said. The honeybee deserves the recognition. They're an important and vital part of our agriculture, and I think this award symbolizes the importance of the honeybee. Robinson has been interested mainly in understanding the bee's social behavior. He often wondered how an organism with a brain the size of a grass seed is able to perform complex tasks and even rival the intricacy of human society. What Robinson did for the honeybee was similar to how the Human Genome Project mapped out the genes of a human. This is the foundation of everything. The genome is the starting point for all of the work to be done on the honeybee, he said. By understanding how they create these intricate social lives, we can understand the most important pollinator on the planet. Champaign County Nursing Home. Facility up to 4 stars for staff quality, by Tom Kasich, Urbana. The Champaign County Nursing Home's quality rating has improved, according to the Federal Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The county-owned facility now has 4-star ratings in a 5-star system in staffing and quality measures, says CMS. Those are considered above average. But the home continues to fall short in 2 other categories, health inspections, 1 star, and overall rating, 2 stars. 6 months ago, the nursing home had similar ratings, except for 3 stars in the quality measures category. The overall improvement in the star ratings is an encouraging sign and attributable to the hard work of the dedicated employees and SAK, the contracted management company at the county nursing home, said County Board member Jack Anderson of Rantoul, who also is the chairman of the Nursing Home Advisory Board. We still need to work on improving the health inspections as they have not improved and remain much below average, he said. While the home continues to lose money, I see the ratings improvement as a positive toward the future sale of the nursing home, making the home more attractive to potential buyers. The county board voted last month to make the home available to a private operator. Bids are due later this month. Longtime nursing home board member Kathy Emanuel said the ratings improvement in quality measures was significant. She also noted that for a time the rating for staffing was erroneously listed as 3 stars. So there's actually 2 things here. The quality rating went up, and it appears that the staff ratings went up too, although it never dropped, said Emanuel, a past chairwoman of the nursing home board. So Joe Public, looking at this, would think that there were 2 areas we have now improved on. The quality and staff ratings are the most important of the 4 categories, she said. If I'm choosing a nursing home, I would be looking at how the quality ratings and how are the staff ratings. Are they really fully staffed, and how are they doing on the quality measures, which are some of the most important measures, she said. Sometimes, for example, you might get downgraded for something like there are too many wheelchairs in the halls, something that isn't a quality care issue, but that needed to be tracked. So the most important measures are the ones where Champaign County is strong. Among other area nursing homes in the overall rating category, 3 facilities received 5-star scores. Country Health in Gifford, Illini Heritage in Champaign, and Clark Lindsay in Urbana. 4 received 2 stars, including Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana Nursing and Rehab in Savoy, Heartland in Paxton, and Heartland in Champaign. Helia Healthcare in Champaign got 1 star. Only 3 were above average in the health inspection category. Illini Heritage, 5 stars, and Country Health and Clark Lindsay, 4 stars each. Heartland of Paxton had 2 stars, and 4 facilities, Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana Nursing and Rehab, Helia, and Heartland of Champaign, had 1 star. In the staffing category, Champaign County, Country Health and Clark Lindsay got 4 stars. Heartland of Champaign got 3 stars, and Champaign-Urbana Nursing, Helia, and Heartland of Paxton got 2 stars. Only Illini Heritage received a 1-star rating. In the quality measures, 5 homes, Champaign-Urbana Nursing, Heartland Champaign, Country Health, Illini Heritage, and Clark Lindsay received 5 stars. The other 3, Champaign County, Heartland of Paxton, and Helia, got 4 stars. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half of the News Gazette, dated Wednesday, February 14, 2018. Please stay tuned.